On the November 2nd edition of WINA's Best Seat in the House, Jed and Joey began their preview of this weekend's UVA-Florida State game by taking a look at Florida State.
Let's do a little FAQ here. Frequently asked questions. We do this every Thursday when we officially introduce the Cavalier opponent. You can call in and ask us a question about the Seminoles. We break down whatever part of their operation you'd like us to go in depth on at 977-1070, 977-1070, 1-800-688-9462. I have four questions, the frequently asked questions, about Florida State football. Joey, we heard those about those two boosters down in Tallahassee who wrote the letters to the local newspapers, who created that steady drumbeat that Bobby Bowden needed to move on down the road. You know, that horse needed to go out to pasture for good. And they wrote in the column or in the article, usually in the end, it's one of two problems. It's an either-or thing. It's either the jockeys or it's the horses. And we still think we have pretty good horses, which means it's the jockeys, the guys controlling and riding the horses, in this case, the coaches giving the horses, the players, the direction. Is it the jockeys or is it the horses? What's the matter with Florida State football? I would tend to agree almost by default that largely it has to be the jockeys here. Because if you look at the horses, they are horses.
They're always bringing in talent.
Yeah, it doesn't really change, and it hasn't changed very much in the last 4 or 5 years. The only thing that's changed is the one-loss record. Xavier Lee, I'll give you three examples here. Florida Mr. Football, number 5 overall player in the country, number 1 quarterback prospect in the country. Now they're starting quarterback after 3 years on grounds. Lorenzo Booker, number 3.
Who hasn't done anything this year?
He's done nothing, but he's been used the right way. It's not just this year. He hasn't done anything in his career. Have they used him the right way? Have they developed offensive linemen? Have they schemed a running game? I feel like Lorenzo Booker picked the wrong school. He hadn't been used in winning situations.
There are All-Americans coming into that offensive line pretty frequently, and they still cannot run the ball at all. And there are talented running backs there. Leon Washington is starting for the New York Jets now.
Sure. Anton Smith was a stud when he came out of high school. Lorenzo Booker basically told SportsCenter, here's what time I want to do my press conference.
Exactly.
Live on SportsCenter. That's how talented he was. Chris Davis, their leading wide receiver, 31 catches. The Parade magazine National High School Player of the Year. The horses are still there. But I don't think the jockeys are training the horses the right way. They're not putting these guys in winning positions consistently. Let's move on to your point, your really good point about what's ailing Florida State. Al Gross said, you know, they always have the talent, they always have the speed, they do this year. The only thing they don't have is the experience. I think that's kind of a cop-out. Everybody goes through this in cycles. Look, USC lost a ton of guys, and they're in the top 10. There are other examples of this, of teams that have lost a lot of players. Texas lost a player of a generation, and they're in the top 5. So what's the issue here? Yeah, it's experience, but Joey, has it been experience each of the last 5 years when they've underachieved? Mm-hmm. Was it experience last year when they stockpiled juniors and seniors on that defense and sent 4 defensive players to the first round of the NFL draft? You couldn't use experience as the alibi last year. Can you really use it this year? I think there are 4 problems here. One is, because they haven't developed players as well, and because they've had the level of attrition, they're playing so many young players. Granted, that's inexperience, but when you have, this is really rare youth for Florida State. Back in the heyday in the 90s, Florida State wasn't playing young players like that because their developmental system was much more of a well-oiled machine.
They redshirted everyone.
And didn't play quarterback until they were redshirt juniors. Right now, they have 4 freshman starters on defense and only 2 senior starters. When was the last time you said that about Florida State football?
I mean, in the best programs, they're always grooming their next round of players as their starters are starting. And what's happening now is that they never groom those players, and now those players are starting, and this is what you see happening.
And they played
Combine that with an offensive scheme that is just
they played 15 true freshmen.
They played
15 true freshmen.
Which is unbelievable.
So much for redshirting anymore. Injuries. Injuries have played a part in this season. I'm not going to say they played a part in each of the last 5, but they've hurt Florida State this year. Linebacker Geno Hayes is out. Nose tackle Paul Griffin is out for the season. Defensive end DJ Norris is out for a substantial period of time. Injuries have played a role. But this team this year, it's beyond the youth. It's beyond the inexperience. It's beyond the injuries. Those are cop-outs. College football is a cycle, and everybody fights the exact same battles. What does this come back to? Offense and defense. Neither is playing up to expectation. And the horses are there, but are the jockeys running those horses on the track the right way? Offense, as Joey has hammered home over the last 5 minutes, Florida State, which used to have Warrick Dunn and Sammy Smith and Rock Preston and name the great running back that was going to the NFL, William Floyd, you know, Leon Washington is running in the NFL, can't run the ball to save its life. Florida State was dead last in the ACC last year in rushing because of their patchwork offensive line, and they had Leon Washington and Lorenzo Booker last year. And this year they have Booker and Anton Smith, and in league games, which is what really matters, because Florida State is last in the Atlantic Division in league games, 2-4. Florida State's ninth in the ACC in rushing in league games. Again, the offensive line, the rush attack, and the way those elements are being put together, are they being developed the right way?
That's well, and overall, 888 yards rushing, which is second to last in the ACC overall. 2,000 yards passing, 200 more yards than any other team in the league.
First in the ACC in
passing. Unbelievable. You know, I think they're scared to run the ball. They were scared last year because of the patchwork offensive line, so-called. Learn how to run. I mean, make your guys learn how to run block.
Isn't it funny when...
Don't make them fall back and pass
block. Isn't it funny
block.
When teams run the ball well, they say running the ball is an attitude. Well, Florida State's got a bad attitude about
scared.
Running the ball. Yeah. Defensively, what's happened to Renard Wilson, Peter Boulware, Derek Brooks, Andre Wadsworth, Deion Sanders, Clifton Abraham, the flashy players that made the disruptive game-changing plays. In the decade of the 90s and into the early 2000s, no defense in the country could change a game with dynamic plays quite like Florida State.
Right.
Florida State's defense is not bad this year, but they're not disruptive. They don't do anything electric. They're bland. They're flat. In six ACC games, Florida State's forced five turnovers. In six ACC games, Florida State has 10 sacks. Florida State sacked Danny Werfel 11 times in the 1996 game against Florida. They had more sacks in one game 10 years ago than they have in six ACC games against some pretty mediocre opponents this year.
Well, they're still pretty good against the run overall. I mean, they're allowing 80 yards a game and, you know, 644 yards overall, 2.6 per touch. But I mean, you're right. They're not causing those turnovers, and it's not the flashy defense. They don't have the flashy guys and the real, you know, the powerful, you know, icons like they used to
game
have.
Game changers.
Where on offense, you'd look over and think, man.
Well, and here's the thing.
I don't want to get hit by that guy.
You know, it used to be okay if they always had it, but if they didn't, you know, they had Charlie Ward on offense or Peter Warren. Mm-hmm. So you got over it because the other aspects
neither.
Of the operation. Now the offense is terrible. The special teams doesn't have a good kicker, a good punter, and is last in the ACC in kickoff returns.
And they're changing quarterbacks.
So if it's not the defense, Joey, who's it going to be?
Right.
It's got to be the defense, and they're not doing it. Are they still dangerous? Yes. Individually, they're still dangerous with some of those horses we talked about. Collectively, they're not. The game plan on Saturday. What will the game plan be for Florida State? They've been awful running the ball. They've been great throwing the ball. What will they choose to do against Virginia? History, evidence this year would show that they have to throw the ball. Do you agree with that? I think they're going to run the ball. I think they're
going
to try to. Even though their attitude about running the ball hasn't been very good and the results have been terrible, guess who they've had the best success running the ball against about the last 10 years or so? Virginia. And especially since Al Groh got here, probably because they feel like they can puncture that 3-4 scheme and then with a mobile quarterback like Xavier Lee, exploit Virginia's speed.
If they're smart, they'll run the ball. If you're Virginia, you're real happy if they fall back to passing the ball. You're real excited.
Because you've got a read on them. You know
exactly
what
they're
going to do.
Well, you have a read on them. You have a defensive line that's really coming along and actually starting to get at the quarterback.
Right.
Your linebackers aren't that fast, but your secondary is fast enough to cover, you know, to cover these receivers. And, I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
The secondary is still probably the strength of the defense. And I'll tell you what the strongest unit is on the defense is the new nickel, the 4-1-6. Well, if Florida State wants to come out in the shotgun and just throw the ball with four wide receivers, you can play that nickel with Vic Hall as the 6th DB and Long and Fitzgerald on the edge all game. And that's Virginia's best package against that Florida State offense. And by the way, if they just want to throw the ball 50 times and run it 20 times, who's under the most pressure in that situation? The young quarterback, Xavier Lee. He has to be perfect.
Which is what you want if you're Virginia.
Exactly right. There you go. There's your Florida State FAQ. We'll have Buster Davis on the program tomorrow, middle linebacker for the Seminoles, who leads the ACC in tackles. We'll also have Al Groh on the show, and we'll do Guess the Score phone calls to get you ready for the Cavaliers and Seminoles at 977-1070. Our Falcon Club Player of the Week is up next, and then we'll have some fun on the way out the door with Emergency Break of the Week. Stay with us.